The Statue of the Virgin and the Pilgrimages.
The rood screen is the screen of ornate stone that separates the choir from the rest of the church, while still giving a perspective view of the altar. The basilica's rood screen has a large 16th century rood beam. Let's take a closer look at it. Surrounding Christ on the cross are his mother Mary and the apostle John. Then there are 8 statuettes of the apostles, as well as 2 seated figures. Can you see them? They sit at shoulder height to Mary and John.
John the Apostle, plus 8 statuettes, plus 2 seated figures, that makes 11 apostles. There's one missing.
No, because during the Passion of Christ, Judas was filled with remorse and hanged himself.
Under the rood screen, you can't miss the statue of Notre-Dame de l'Épine. Jean-Baptiste Renaud tells us more.
According to the legend, this statue of the Virgin with Child was found by shepherds in a thorn bush radiating an immense light, which is where the name Notre-Dame de l'Épine, Our Lady of the Thorn, comes from. Behind the legend is a symbolic meaning. The bush could be a reminder of the burning bush in which God spoke to Moses. The fact that it burnt without being consumed was seen in the Middle Ages as symbolic of Mary's virgin motherhood. In the troubled times of the Hundred Years' War, people appealed to the Mother of Jesus for consolation.
Tell us about the practice called les répits, or in English, the respites.
In L'Épine, the parents of stillborn children often came and presented their child at the feet of the Virgin Mary, and at the least sign of life they could then be baptized. This is what was called the respites. Pilgrimages probably came about because people who were experiencing hard times needed some comfort. The pilgrimages to Jerusalem, Rome, and Compostela had become too dangerous or too costly to undertake, which is why new sanctuaries sprung up in the Middle Ages to respond to the need for a more personal piety. The statue is displayed quite differently from how it once was in order to make it more visible to pilgrims. In the old days, the Virgin of L'Épine stood on the altar to be worshipped. It has since been displayed on a column and in a gold or silver-plated alcove.
In 1890, the statue was crowned. Ever since, the same coronation ritual takes place every year at Assumption, which is L'Épine's Saint's Day, and the day when Mary's ascent to heaven is celebrated.
Today, hundreds of pilgrims still come and pray in front of the statue. Pilgrims on the St. James Way to Santiago de Compostela sometimes stop here. Hence, why the Basilica is on the UNESCO World Heritage List as a route on the St. James's Way,